In the Meantime by Paul Tremblay. The old man's name began with an R, I think. Yeah, but definitely a capital R. Mom told me to stay away from R. Dad said R was harmless, but I shouldn't encourage him. Sherry, the semi-goth teen who lived on the floor below us and spent her afternoons listening to The Smiths and Kelly Clarkson, told me R spent too much time in his pockets and that he smelled like what she imagined a burning jellyfish would smell like. Sherry was wrong. R smelled like chalk. He had countless chalk sticks in his pockets and dust was all over his hands and his brown wool suit. The smears looked like letters tattooed on his lapels and sleeves. R used his chalk to draw lines on the sidewalks and streets. Or arcs, not lines. Arcs would be a more accurate description. Whatever. R walked backward, all hunched over, tip of chalk pressed against the cement or brick or cobblestone, and he drew until the stick disintegrated into dust. R drew his looping arcs and lines from Gracie's Market to Wilhelmina's Flower Festival, then to Frank and Bean's Diner, and on, to points A, then B, and to C, then to D, past the alphabet and to points we'd have to name with alphas and epsilons. The first time I worked up the courage to ask him the obvious, he gave me an obvious answer. R used the chalk to find his way home, because even in our small city, he was afraid he would get lost. We all lived in a city that was smaller than most towns, so I'd heard. All our apartment buildings, libraries, tanning salons, and restaurants were crammed together, like space was something to be shared intimately with everyone. So that first day, after I asked him what was what, after he told me what was what, we shared our space quietly, uncomfortably. Then he said, "Well, okay, little one. In the meantime, I have more errands to do." Back then, I didn't know meantime was one word, so I imagined it as two. Later, I tried following him in the afternoon as he backtracked over his loops and lines, reliving his previous paths, but he walked too fast for me, and I lost him in the chalk path in the maze of alleys between Gorgeous George's Peach Pit and Dalai Lama's Liquor Mart. I tried restarting on the path, but I couldn't follow the intersecting arcs he'd drawn earlier and never found the beginning or the end. The chalk lines faded overnight, washed away by light rain, according to Mom. Dad liked to try and scare me and told me the dark scrubbed it all away. Sherry said the boys who failed out of trade school and the girls who were beauty school dropouts cleaned the streets and sidewalks at night. Didn't matter where the lines went, because R was always back out there the next morning and for all the mornings after that. Each day I asked him clever variations on the theme of why he drew the chalk lines. He'd give me the same afraid of getting lost answer, followed by the same meantime quip. I grew frustrated with his consistent ducking of my questions, or maybe I was frustrated because his weirdness, which had once been so cool and exciting, had become boring, rote, part of the scenery I so desperately wanted to alter or affect in some way. So, one morning, after he left Mickey's Galaxy Meat Emporium, I erased his chalk line, rubbed out about half a block, made my own gap in his path. It was cloudy, I remember that, and the yawning gap made me feel anxious, like something big was indeed missing, or wrong. If I had a piece of chalk in my hand, I would have fixed what I'd done right away. Instead, I stood and waited for R to retrace his steps, which he did. He stopped at the end of his line, did a classic double take, looked around the city, down at the clear line behind him, the one that just suddenly ended in the middle of the sidewalk, in the middle of nowhere. R dropped his bags, round fruits rolled away, spheres suddenly loosened from their strict orbits, and the stuffed prepackaged in boxes stayed where they fell. R fumbled in his pockets, pulled out chalk sticks, and they dribbled out of his fingers, crashed to the sidewalk, and broke into jagged pieces. I started crying, and I told him I was sorry, that I could fix it for him. I grabbed one of the chalk pieces and drew a rough line over the gap to where I thought it was supposed to go, but I wasn't sure anymore, and I think I made the wrong connection. I dropped the chalk and ran home to my apartment, watched him from my bedroom window, the shade pull over my head behind me. R spent the rest of the afternoon walking the city, following those lines, never really getting anywhere. He disappeared into alleys, and I thought he'd finally found his way home, but he'd reappear a few minutes later. I watched him until my parents came in and found me asleep and curled up in the windowsill.